from It's All About You, Live the Life You Crave. Life is busy, life is uncertain, but we all need to relax and enjoy the ride. We put together 10 truths about family to help us to do just that. Relax. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. The 10 truths about family are coming up, but first, we invite you to head on over to momstown365.com and at the top of the site, sign up for our newsletter. We have some exciting things for you in the works, and we don't want you to miss a beat. So be sure to join our newsletter and be part of our inner circle.
Our inner circle.
I know. And now, those 10 truths about family.
Okay, and this is on page 180 from our It's All About You, Live the Life You Crave on Amazon.
Yeah, our second book.
Yes.
Yes.
Simon and Schuster. Okay, number one, your world revolves around your family, and it should.
Yes. That's just a truth. You know what I mean? The title of our book says it's all about you, but we know it's really all about you and your family.
Well, the you part is because if, let's say, I have a fever or I'm not feeling well. Mm-hmm. The whole family kind of like, what? What do we do?
Yes.
Mom's not. So it has to be about you for them.
Taking care of yourself and just being present and being about you and taking care of yourself and respecting yourself and your time and your energy. That's kind of why we called it It's All About You. But we recognize fully that when it's all about you, it's all about your family.
And can I mention the one thing that we've learned?
Sure.
If someone asks you to do something in a particular business or an activity or spend money on something, what we found no one will rebut is the answer that goes like this. At this time, that is not the best thing for me and my family.
Love that response.
What are they going to say?
No, exactly.
They're not going to say a word. They're going to leave you alone and say, okay, that's not right for them at this time for her and her family.
Yes.
Easy out, people.
So definitely your axis of your world revolves around your family and taking care of yourself. So the second truth about family is that moms cast an aura. Women, we have a silent power.
Oh. Is it the look?
Well, you know that look that mom gives you. My mom used to be able to give me a great look.
Oh, my mom too.
Right? Stop you in the tracks. And I think that I inherited it. I think you did too.
Is that part of the aura?
No, that's just the silent power that we emanate.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and you know, if you're a new mom, that new power or enhanced power that comes to you through you because you're a mom. You don't have that power just on your own. It really is a kicks in when you become a mom.
That third truth is exactly what you were just kind of highlighting. And the first one is that you must do whatever works for you and your family. Every person is unique. Every family is unique.
Right. So let's say somebody wants you to host the auction for the school. And you're like, how do I get into this?
Sounds like it might have happened.
Yes.
Mary?
You know, I'd love to. I'll be there to support you. But that's not the best thing for me to do at this time for my family.
Sounds like a no. Thank you.
And then you turn and run. And then you avoid that person the rest of the year.
Sounds familiar.
Right.
Sounds like we've all been there.
Because once you get labeled the volunteer.
Oh, I know.
20% of the people do 80% of the volunteering.
And then when my kids were little, they would decorate the teacher's doors.
Yep.
You know, and then there was always one mom or two. I was never one of them that did a really great job.
Oh.
And so they got the job of decorating all the doors.
Yeah. It's so
like, how did this happen to me?
I know. Don't do that.
Sorry. You shouldn't have been so crafty and so talented as an artist.
Well, and so along with that power, you grow as your children grow. And I remember someone saying, we're all an expert at the age of our children. You become an expert when your kid is a toddler.
Yeah.
And then when they change, you got to change. You got to grow with them.
Yes.
So you could become an expert at that age.
Well, and it's so interesting because we just went out to, we met a couple of families that our kids played water polo together when they were younger. And now everyone's all the kids are in college and graduating and all that. And we were sitting around reminiscing about, you know, the intensity of sports mm-hmm. and games and kids and the intensity of school and competition and all the different things that go on as you're evolving and growing with your kids. Mm-hmm. And then you realize at the end of the day, parenting is very humbling.
Oh, so many things just went across my mind with that statement. It's humbling.
And it gives you perspective. So at the end of, not at the end of parenting, because it's continuing, right?
Doesn't stop.
Mm-mm. So it's humbling. And at the same time, you realize, no judging. I just want these kids, all these kids, to be healthy and happy.
And healthy, happy, and a good self-esteem.
And a good person.
Yes.
Raise good people, healthy self-esteem, healthy and happy.
Well, and let's go back to humility. Sometimes as they get older, especially our kids are all in the college age range and whatnot, mm-hmm. they tease us.
Yes.
Your son told you that I sit like a freak in your car because I pulled the seat up so far.
Well, it's different when someone is 6'1", 6'2", gets in a car and... 5'3". Then the next person is 5'3". He was like, his knees were up on the dashboard. He was all like squinched in and he's like, who sat here last? I said, Mary. I said, tell her she sits like a freak.
Well, the seat back is so, it's like laying down in the car for me. I mean, he's just probably chilling at 6'4". At 5'3", I feel like Edith Ann in that big oversized chair. And I can't see over the car hood.
Your feet are dangling.
Seriously. That happens on my sofa. My feet dangle off the ground. Okay. So that's humility. Jeez.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Number five.
You can't do it all, at least all at once. I really think that whole, what's that term where you do multiple things?
Oh, multitasking?
Thank you.
Yeah, you can't, I can't even remember it.
Some people might be good at it. I'm not good at it. I don't even pretend to be good at it anymore. I do a lot of different things, but yeah. I don't do anything. When I'm trying to do too many things, I don't do anything well.
I agree with that. However, to get the stuff done that I want to get done, I've made a couple rules. Don't go up the stairs to my room unless if I see something that needs to go up with me. Or vice versa, if something needs to get back downstairs, just grab it and take it back down. And I did that with the kids' stuff, toys, mm-hmm. clothes, whatever it was. So I'm multitasking without using my brain, because that's what we're referring to. How can you write something if you're also trying to pay your bills? You know what I mean?
Or cook dinner.
Exactly.
And pay bills, or, you know, it just doesn't. That whole multitasking thing, but we do have a lot of great time-saving things too. Okay, so gosh, our segments go by really fast.
Oh, mothers are human.
Yeah.
You know, so I have teenage daughters. One's 21 and one's 19, actually. And I remember saying to them, you know, I have feelings too. Because sometimes kids can say things that in the moment that they really don't want to hurt your feelings, but...
But a gentle reminder? Yeah. Hey, I'm a person too.
Exactly.
Right? And kids are human too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, one-on-one matters. Portia and I will go get pedicures. That's our thing.
Uh-huh.
And even if we're not talking the whole time, mm-hmm. we're just there together.
Yeah.
And it's a bonding thing with us. And we also, I take her shopping. So that's another bonding.
Her name is Venmo, by the way. Portia, a.k.a. Venmo.
Yes.
And then also, when we're talking about the one-on-one matters, this is our eighth truth. But I was driving home with Hayden one day. We were coming back when he was a teenager, coming back from a water polo game. And it was really like the traffic on the 5 was ridiculous. So we just pulled off at Laguna and went to Ruby's Diner and decided, you know what? Just the two of us, let's go have a milkshake.
Yes.
And so we had burgers and fries and milkshakes, and we just waited for the time for the, you know, the traffic to subside. And it was a great one-on-one.
And that's a memory maker.
Yeah, it was really. I still, to this day.
You just told me.
One-on-one matters.
Yeah. All right. Action means more than intention. Yeah, I guess. Because we don't intend to do things.
And kids and family, they don't know what your intention is, but they do see your actions. So, and then I guess we should, you know, I guess that music's getting ready to cue because 10, they're always watching us, those children, those husbands, those family members.
And we're not perfect, so don't beat up on yourself, you know.
Which is a great reminder to kids, hey, I'm not perfect, I am human. I have feelings and I make mistakes and I'm going to make mistakes.
Yep.
They're watching, though. And guess what? We're watching them, too.
Yes. Two-way street.
So be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.